We exist as canaries, 6 million little yellow birds fluttering. We molt our feathers across the south and try to keep where the buildings hang in the clouds. We sing bird songs like piano music.
Last night, young Chastity Hale, Zara Batlavi, and Benjamin Cruz were among three of the recipients of the annual Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. The winners were honored in a joyous ceremony at Carnegie Hall.
And drop fingertips of seeds onto aged keyboards so that up-tempo strokes can grow into crescendo. We are trembling with hope.
They were awarded for their works in both spoken and written word and in visual art. The three teens we spoke with, one African-American, one Pakistani-American, and one Hispanic, looked at the national topic of identity.
Solemn expressions, a neatly packed suitcase. Silence. The overwhelming kind which rushes like a river, the kind you swim against upstream, as if the absence of voices drowns you. I remember numbers that I still cannot comprehend. 83F, C4, 26,000 feet per second, 120 pounds. But despite all these little fragments of memories, I do not remember that day.
Visual artist Benjamin Cruz surprised by delivering in his winning entry an identity not his own. He chose to represent, in some of his paintings, people not of his background or even generation, the people forced to live in Japanese internment camps during World War II.
For me, identity in art is creating something that's personal, and that doesn't necessarily have to be autobiographical, in case of Humble Burdens, which is about Japanese internment, and that's kind of about the identity of being a minority in America and, you know, facing oppression and discrimination for invalid reasons.
How difficult was that? How challenging was that?
It was difficult because all of my references and information, coming from during the wartime, in the 40s, and so I was kind of trying to work from historical photos, Ansel Adams, his series in Manzanar. Mm-hmm. And so process for me was just trying to draw from these great portraits of people that actually lived in the internment camps. And I felt it was difficult to do it the amount of justice that it deserved and portray it in a way that isn't taking it to be my own, but rather kind of honoring and bringing awareness to all the difficulties that the people had to face in the internment camps.
So you may feel discrimination, a feeling of isolation in America, but you chose to showcase in your art another group.
Yeah.
Chastity, what's your thought?
I would definitely second what Benjamin said. There are just so many aspects of identity that can be explored. It's more than just race. It's also experiences, interest, and then there's collective identity. My pieces, they're of course personal, and they're about what it means for me to be a Black American, but then there's also this idea of just what does it mean to be American in general. Mm-hmm. There are just so many various aspects of identities, I think.
How about you, Sarah?
Our generation was kind of living on this idea that if you have an opinion or feeling or thought, that voicing it to the world is possible and they will listen. I think it's of our generation, it feels a little bit like it's supposed to happen, you have to do it.
Sounds like what the three of you are saying is, no, these are interchangeable feelings, that this idea of difference and isolation and emergence, doesn't require you to be in the group, that it basically talking about the raw feeling is what it's all about.
Yeah.
I always call poetry memory alchemy, and so you just sort of...
You are a poet. Go for it. Chastity?
Canada. That's where we're headed. There the sun spills hope like the light from leaky lanterns, the ones that guide us through melancholy forest as we fight the arms of broadleaf trees, which try to pull us back towards sorrow. Secretly, we rest in homes along the route, trying to conjure a sense of safety, a dark fabric against the scape of white space. I lie awake in a bed that is not mine, wrapped in white sheets, surrounded by white walls. In this room, at least in the night, darkness is accepted.
The sun spells hope like light from leaking lanterns?
Yes.
Oh. Zara, you've got an essay for us, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
I remember the moments themselves very briefly, scattered like fractal patterns of a kaleidoscope. On March 11, 2008, my father's childhood home in Lahore, Pakistan, was demolished in a suicide bombing, desecrating the ancestral grounds of my people. The jarring part, which I myself have yet to face, is that I know why I don't remember. I have tucked the memory deep inside my chest, letting it settle in the sickle-shaped cavity of my ribs because I know exactly what I felt that day. Nothing. My family lost a piece of lineage deep in unsurmountable rubble, and I felt nothing. I had lost nothing. I watched on like an outsider as ruins buried the myths that made my father. He gazed on as kitchen spices, baby cradles, summer nights, and monsoon seasons all fell to their knees. He saw hallowed ground, decades of laughter and birth, of death and mourning. I saw the back of a postcard, an image in a history textbook.
So I'm gathering from that something happened in your ancestral lands, but right. You only knew it from a postcard.
Yes. I mean, what happened was his childhood home was destroyed by a suicide bombing. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I had barely ever visited. I had barely ever seen it. It was like watching the news, but through my family.
Guilt from not knowing, not having the feelings that your father had?
Guilt from feeling more like an outsider, like the way we watch terrorist attacks in the news or listen to refugees in Syria. We feel like we're outsiders, and I felt like I shouldn't have felt like an outsider when it was my own family. Exactly.
That's this identity, this sort of moving target that is humanity in the 21st century. Congratulations to the three of you.
Thank you.
Winners in the Scholastic Writing and Art Awards. Thanks so much for coming, guys.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Three of last night's Scholastic Art and Writing Award winners all headed to college this fall. Zahra Batlavi will attend Loyola University in Chicago, Benjamin Cruz, the Maryland Institute College of Art, and Chastity Hale is headed out to Stanford.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity with a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving, training programs that draw from 50 brain games, and tools to compare scores with global averages. Learn more at Lumosity.com. And Staples. Staples offers copy and print solutions for businesses, including color copies, presentations, and promotional products. More at Staples stores or at Staples.com. Staples. It's pro time.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.